Happy Tuesday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. And we got still got quite a bit to talk about in this last 10 minutes. A reminder that phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. We got spring cleanup coming first. Before we get to that, though, I do want you mentioned the Fair Housing Seminar that's coming up.
It's on Thursday, April 19th, and it'll be held at the Manhattan Fire Station headquarters in the lecture hall. But it's from 8 o'clock in the morning until 12:15. But there's a work session on the new proposed UDO, meaning updating the zoning and subdivision regulations. And that's a pretty big deal as you look across our community. We're going to change some significant things that people may be interested in. So there's a workshop on the existing structures inspections and a tour of a typical inspection. And Brad Clausen, our building official, is going to provide that. There's one on, this was really interesting to me, one on identifying criminal and drug-related activities. How do you just look around our community and say, aha, there's one? I'm not sure it's that easy, but the police department's going to, Riley County Police Department will provide that one. And another one, the last session from 10:25 to 12:15 is renting a two-way street. It's going to be talking about the Kansas landlord tenant law we have and what the responsibilities of everyone is. So, and equal, and something, you know, we'd have to think about is equal opportunity housing for all. So that will be about rental housing.
And I'm glad you bring that up, because I've heard a lot of interest into this. You remind us again when that is.
I'm sorry, Thursday, April 19th, from 8 in the morning until 12:15. There is a request that you register ahead of time at cityofmhk.com/fairhousing. And it doesn't cost anything, but they just want to know how many materials to print ahead of time. And I think there is a limit on the room, but I don't know that we'll come in to get that far. But it's a good, you know, when we talk about affordable housing, rental housing, we need to do some education. And this is kind of the premier education event, except for the city's website, that we have each year. And so this would be the, you know, if you have some concerns about the housing you're in currently, or if you're a landlord and you a new landlord to Manhattan, I'm sure the longtime landlords know the rules, but if you're a new landlord to Manhattan, this would be a good session for you.
A topic that's always very, very talked about in the Little Apple. Yeah. Another topic that's coming up, we actually had Rod Harms on last Friday, and he talked to us a little bit about it, but the citywide cleanups actually started yesterday. And Ron, I think you're mentioning over break that it's not something every city does that provides such a service like this.
Right. It's just been a long tradition in Manhattan to try and make an effort to keep the area clean and provide some services for folks that don't have the trucks and means to get things out. And so it's really a focused effort and some cooperation between different departments of the city, the Forestry and Parks Department and the Public Works Street Division, to come together and make the rounds and then partner with our contractual trash services too. So they play a big role in it. And this, whoever your normal trash hauler is on their particular trash day will take a little bit more. So there's things they won't take, you know, like construction rubble and stuff like that. But it doesn't all have to necessarily fit in those containers that you're renting from them or they're providing for you. They will take some extra things that particular day at no additional charge. And then the city comes around and picks up tree limbs and brush. We want those piled separately from yard waste. And you can go to a number of different businesses in the community that have the paper yard waste sacks. We won't pick up things in plastic bags, because what we do is we take all of the yard waste in the bags to the landfill and transfer station, and the county does a great job out there of providing areas for compost piles where people can actually go out there and get compost if they need it. So we're recycling this material and making it more usable, chipping up some of the wood for mulch. And so it's a great effort and an opportunity for folks to be able to do some spring cleaning. The weather hasn't been great, but so this week we really focus on yesterday. We started in the older part of Manhattan, the southeast part of the city, and we just kind of go counterclockwise around the city. And today we're scheduled to be out in this area in the northeast part of the community, and we'll head west tomorrow, kind of in the north central, then out in the northwest on Thursday, and then the southwest portion of the community on Friday. If you have any questions about that at all, you do need to have it out on the scheduled day that you're planning to be there. And so, again, in those separate piles.
I got some giant pile cabinets. Will they take those?
I don't know if your trash hauler would take those or not. That you know, it kind of needs to be what your normal trash hauler would be able to pick up.
And you were saying over break that you had a new citizen that was very
happy
about
this. Actually, last night there was a section who lived, a new resident in the southeast portion of the community that wrote me an email and just said, I'd like to express my sincere appreciation for a spring cleanup. I'm a new homeowner in Manhattan, having just purchased a home in the southeast portion of Manhattan, which had and this particular lot had been neglected for quite some time. So after a long workday Saturday, I left quite a pile of brush sticks and bags of leaves and the whole lot of old ivy piled on the curb, crossing my fingers that it would actually get picked up today. And it was. And thank you so much for offering this service to residents. Please express my gratitude to whoever had to pick that all up. I know it wasn't easy. I love MHK.
There you go. That's nice, isn't
it? It is. We like those.
Yeah, and not every city does something like this.
We don't. It's something that the administration and the commission has agreed to do. So, you know, it's an opportunity cost of, you know, I think we do have a reserve pothole crew working still. But most of the forces come together and try to be as efficient as we can in making that work.
And how long has Manhattan been doing this citywide cleanup now?
You know, I've been here 35 years, and it's been happening ever since then. Matter of fact, I remember when I was city forester, and the city manager called me over and showed me a picture of some equipment. He said, would this make spring cleanup easier? And I said, absolutely. So that was on the CIP list next year.
There we go.
You'll notice that after this week, our community will look sparkling clean again, most of it.
There were
many residents that were out this weekend chopping brush and trimming the low parts of the trees, and really, it's really going to make a difference. And I think you'll notice it.
And along with that, and some of the moisture that we've had, I think by next week it should be a little bit warmer and a little bit sunnier, so everything will be green and pop, and it'll be great. And I can't wait. And you'll
need
see a big smile on my face.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we got about a couple minutes left. Anything else either of you wanted to go over real quick?
Well, let me just mention that there's a 7-county area here in the middle of Kansas that's called the Flint Hills Region, and it's the regional council, and it's made up of all the cities and counties in that 7 counties, and we send one representative from each of those governments to a Flint Hills Regional Council, and they've existed for 5 or 6 years now, and it really does help us, including Fort Riley, helps us work together on projects and develop priorities for transportation and other. There's a filtering process. It's collaborative. That group is hosting a conference on May 16th. It'll be the first one at the Hilton Conference Center here in Manhattan. And there will be workshops and presentations by just a broad range of people, from healthcare to education to transportation. And
Fort Riley updates.
Fort Riley updates.
Yeah.
You know, we're
housing.
We just have to work together, and that's part of what we're doing, is trying. And so the public is invited. I think an individual is $45 registration fee, and it includes a luncheon or a box lunch. I'm not sure what it is, but anyway.
And a little bit later in the month on In Focus, we are going to have Gary Stith on.
Oh, good.
A little later in the month to talk about that. So yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a good reminder for myself as well.
You know, you need to get it on the calendar and think about it ahead of time, because 3 days before usually is too late to for somebody to rearrange things.
We've given you plenty of time, so no excuses. City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Linda Morris, thanks so much for coming on. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
News Radio KMAN, Manhattan, Kansas.
Including recent headlines about a sweetheart deal he struck to stay in a condo just a second.